speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Tonight, we're going to actually revisit a question simply because we've been asked to revisit it, simply because it did not make the recording for one of the times that we have dealt with this. And this comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 18 and following. And I have on the board the question as it was posed, and we dealt with it on the last time. If Revelations has already happened, explain the mark of the beast, 666, and also how the dead have come back. The book is not Revelations, but rather it is a singular revelation that was given to John while he was exiled on Patmos. And in this, it is apocalyptic language. And what I mean by that is that it was a language that was symbolic, and yet at the same time, the readers or those who would have heard the message in the first century would have understood the symbolic language and also the symbols and codes by which it was given. And hence, to whom was it given? It was written to seven churches specifically of Asia Minor. Churches, and whenever I speak in reference to churches here, I want us to understand that I'm dealing with churches that were associated, churches that are members of the Lord's church. And as this letter is given, these individuals would have understood those codes and symbols and how they would have been relevant to them during that time. The events took place soon after the book of Revelation was given. Why do I state that? This is set forth from the very beginning as we turn to the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1. The words here say the revelation or revealing, apocalypsis is the Greek language, of Jesus Christ, which God gave Him to show His servants things which must shortly take place. The word shortly here is used in Scripture from time to time to identify events that was near or times that were upon the people to whom was under consideration. And here, these individuals who are recipients of this message, they would have understood that they were going to see these things take place. 666, in the context of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18, represents those who bow down to the emperor. Imperial worship was demanded by the Roman emperor at that time, and these individuals who were bowing down to the emperor were recipients of the mark of the beast. And it's not a literal mark, but rather a figurative mark that was given to these individuals to identify them or to distinguish between them and those who were standing faithful before our God. And that would be a short explanation, if you would, in reference to the 666. As to the dead who have come back, they represent the martyrs, those who stood faithful to the Lord and died for the cause of Christ during that time frame. They are seen as being alive and reigning with the Lord. If you go over to the context of Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 5. And in this, the Lord is seeing things on the other side of the picture. He is seeing that indeed God is victorious over Rome and that Christianity is going to flourish. And we know as we look back through history, these things have come to pass. Indeed, it is a reality, is that Rome fell and Christianity abound after that. And hence, that's even why you and I are where we are today. That's pretty much the way that we dealt with this in regard to the last time that we visited. However, I want to go a little bit deeper tonight and to give some further consideration. Six is one short of the number seven. And the number seven signifies purification. Therefore, the number six denotes imperfection. It would have represented evil. Ultimately used to forecast a failure. Oftentimes, we find this in the Bible. Biblically, to repeat something three times was to raise it to a higher power. And the book of Revelation is noted at least three different times to do this, and one being the context of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18. To begin with, in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8, it's stated, "Holy, holy, holy," and this is reference to our Almighty God. And it identifies that there's no one any more holy than our God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 8 and verse 13, we have three woes that are given. Woe, woe, woe. And that is given in reference to individuals who are unbelievers in the world and how that they will face the doom or destruction in the end if they remain in that state that is alienated from our God. And here in the context of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 18, three times we had the usage 666. What did all of this mean to the early church? I believe that here's the message. As intimidating as the Roman Empire might have been to the Christians at that time, the officials who enforced imperial worship were representatives of a system that was doomed to fail. Remember I said that 666 in its ultimate sense finally came to mean failure? And therefore these individuals would have understood the message to mean that those who are holding up this system that has been put into place by the emperors concerning empirical worship, that while they are demanding it today, there will be a day that it will fail. What does it mean? It means that God is going to be victorious. And that's what the book of Revelation is really and truly all about. God wins, and those who are standing with God, they will also win. The application to you and me today, anyone or anything that opposes the Lord will ultimately fail. And the devil makes all kinds of promises, but the devil makes promises that he cannot keep. Why? Because God is more superior than Satan. And God has defeated the devil before, and God will continue to destroy and to defeat the devil. And those who line up with Satan, they will face the same doom or demise as the devil faces in the end. And therefore, you and I need to make certain that we always line up with our God.